The spokesperson for the South Sudan People's Defense Forces, Major General Lul Roy Kong, says forces deployed to travel areas in Abyei this weekend were given orders to end the fighting between communities from Abyei and Warab State.
They want to put a full stop to clashes that have been going on between North Dinka and their neighbors from Twitch County of Warab State. They will be there as long as they are required, and they have been given full mandate to stop any illegal activities from happening.
Ajak Deng Mien, a spokesperson for the Abyei Special Administrative Area, confirms SSPDF troops have arrived in the contested Abyei area.
The deployment has started since it is because they are being brought in a small number because they are using a small aeroplane. So they are assembled. They are assembled now in Agok, and they will move to Majangkol. And we are welcoming this. We welcome them, actually. If you have a number of anybody among them, you ask them. They are welcome. There are voices that they should not be saying in the box. But I think initially they will be deployed outside the box in the border so that they prevent the attack.
Jok Madud Jok, professor of anthropology at Syracuse University in the U.S. state of New York, says deploying a government force to end the conflict, which has been raging for nearly 9 months, is a good step.
However, its success depends on how the government intends to use this force. If it is intended to simply silence the guns so as to give chance to an investigation into the causes and drivers of the conflict, then the government has to keep in mind that this force is just one step in what is bound to be a long journey to peace and reconciliation.
Jok says past deployments in South Sudan have not only failed, but turned disastrous. He says the Abyei-Twitch conflict has many angles that should be addressed in a comprehensive way in order for peace to return to the area.
An extreme care must be exercised in its structure, in its command, and in the clarity of its mission. In the past, such missions have ended victimizing the people they were deployed to protect. This must be avoided at all costs this time around, because much too much is at stake for South Sudan. This conflict is an area that is a vital area for the national security of South Sudan.
Jok, who is also the founding director of the Soot Institute, says Abyei is a contested area, adding South Sudan's efforts to regain control could amount to what he calls a delicate project.
This is not just another one of those tribal conflicts in the interior of South Sudan. This is an area that the government must pay attention to, full attention, and be very tactical and be very diligent in the mission of the force that is that we are now told is going to be deployed.
In May, the South Sudan People's Defense Force established a buffer zone to end communal fighting between communities in Warab State and the Abyei administrative area. President Salva Kiir formed a committee headed by Vice President for Service Cluster Hussein Abdelvagi to investigate the root causes of the conflict between the Ngok Dinka and the people of Twitch County. The committee's secretary, Diu Mathuk, said four government officials from Abyei and Warab State were implicated for allegedly fueling the border conflict between the two communities. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaiding reporting from Bor.